ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على رسول الله وبعد my brothers and sisters, we the final part of how to get your dua accepted. There are three principles of getting your dua accepted which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. They are in the first part of Surah Maryam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam. The first of those principles is, and this is in addition to whatever else I have said in the last 3-4 days, this is the final closing session of this. The first of the principles is to approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the position of the abd, the position of the slave, which means of course from obedience, which means from after making tawbah and istighfar, and then approaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in the position of our reality, which is a reality of complete helplessness. Accepting before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we really have no power and control, and that we totally and completely are dependent on His mercy, on His grace, on His strength, on His power, on His tawfiq. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is the first principle. Zakariya alayhi salam mentioned his own issues and his own weaknesses. The fact that he was old, the fact that he said, my hair have grown white, my bones have become weak. My wife is beyond the age of childbirth. So all of this. He's making dua for a son. But he's beginning where? He's beginning with his own incapability of in every respect. So he says, I can't make this happen. I don't have the strength. All the physical laws are against this. Zakariya alayhi salam didn't say that, but what he's saying in effect is that if I go to a doctor, he will tell me it's not possible. Medical science does not support this. It is too late for you now. This is the answer you will get. So, but he is putting all this before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Ya Allah, this is my situation. And then he is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him something which goes against all this reason. He said, Ya Allah, this is all my situation, but give me a son. Give me an heir. Give me somebody to carry on my work. So the first principle is, put your own submission before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second principle is, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you want with your sight on His Qudrat. Not on the possibilities, not on reason, not on logic, not on, you know, expectation, not on probability, but on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ability to do whatever He wants, how He wants, where He wants. يَحْكُمُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do, He can give the hukum. يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah can do whatever He wants and He can give whichever hukum He wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not subject to His own rules. So, you are mentioning the rules, you are saying, this is my situation, but you do for me what you are capable of doing. Give me because you can give me. And the same principle applies when Yunus alayhi salam was in the was inside a fish. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. He made this dua. He said, oh Allah, this is my fault. I am the one who is at fault. You are pure. Save me from this gham, from this sadness, from this problem that I have. He didn't say, think, how is this going to happen? I am inside this fish. So, the first and foremost, as I said, is your own weakness. And second issue of making, of having to accept it is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your sight and with your nazar and with your focus on His Qudrat, on His ability to do whatever He wants. And to do this with complete and total yaqeen, this is the key thing is that, you know, we all know this in our head, that Allah can do whatever He wants. But when you make this dua, then you feel that, yeah, that is true, but you know, I just went to the doctor, this is what he said. Yeah, that's true, but I have already this much of debt. I have to pay it off. Where is the source? there is no money, how will it happen? So, and I can tell you many, many stories of, you know, this karamat which happened with this one and that one and so on and so on, and I have seen many things in my own life. But that, I'm not going into all that because that doesn't serve any purpose. The purpose is, you want to know what a rasgulla feels like, you have to eat it. There is no sense in trying to describe, you know, the softness of it and the sweetness of it and so on. It's a white sticky ball in sugar syrup. I mean, that's not very appetizing. So the point is that if you, these are things which you have to feel, and that you will feel when you actually make the dua. So complete and totally, yes, Allah can do. So first principle, your own weakness. Second principle, ask Allah with complete yaqeen. Third principle is ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way a little child asks his mother or father for something. I remember mentioning this years ago in one of the LECs that we did in Malaysia. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jise hum Urdu mein bolte zid karke maango. Chhota bacha zid karta hai, especially 2 years old, that is a dangerous age. Maximum negotiating power is with a 2 year old kid. You can never win an argument. There is no way of winning an argument with a 2 year old kid. And mercifully, we forget all that. By the time we grow up, then we are in a state where other people have to teach us how to negotiate. But everyone is an absolutely world class negotiator at the age of 2. And that negotiation is what? Completely refusing to accept no for an answer. Yeah, the child will make the life of its mother or father miserable until they give what they are asking. He will yell and scream and cry and, you know, roll around on the floor and do all kind. I'm not saying you should scream and cry and roll on the floor, but that kind of zid. Now that zid is based on two things. It is based on the love for the. It is based on the fact that this child understands that my parents love me. I'm not saying that the two-year-old child actually has the cognitive capacity to understand all this and rationalize it. But this is what it's based on. One is the child has no doubt in its mind that my parents love me. And secondly, the child has no doubt in its mind that my parent can give me what I want. These are two things which are beyond question. So they have it, they can give it, and they love me enough. Based on these two, you see the behavior of this child. So his job is only one, or his or her job is only one. I have to somehow take it out from here. It is there and they will give. I just have to get it out. Now this is the way to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You ask and 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 ask until Allah gives. Allah will give. Allah is the only one who likes those who ask. I always say ask only Allah. Because Allah is the only one who likes those who ask. Try it with anybody in the world. You ask for something more than once, people get tired of it. Then they try to avoid you. They won't answer your phone call. They'll block your call. They'll do something. More than once or twice, you will go to somebody and say, can you help me? Can you help me? Every time I see this fellow, he's asking for something. But Allah is not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who ask. The more you ask, the more Allah likes this. Because this is ubudiyat. Asking Allah is to present your situation of helplessness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you are. Ya Allah, you are. So these are three principles. Your own helplessness, Allah's khudrat, and this complete knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves me and Allah can give what I ask. Allah has the ability to. So therefore, ask with this zid. Will not leave you until this is done. Right? And in that context, I always tell people, I mean, even though alhamdulillah there are many du'as in the Quran and there are many, many du'as of Rabbi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and all of these have great barakah, inshallah. So by all means, learn the Arabic, by all means, you know, make those du'as, and may Allah put khair in this. But the key thing to a du'a is, du'a must touch your heart. And that's the reason why it's Rabbi Sallallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though many du'as are there in the Quran, Allah did not put any condition on du'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't put any condition. Du'a can be asked in any situation, with wudu, without wudu, sitting, standing, lying down, running, walking, whatever situation that you are in, You can make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can make dua in any language because your language touches your heart. Your language touches your heart. I'm not speaking against na'udzubillah, the du'as of the Quran or the du'as of the Sunnah, but I'm saying that the du'a which will bring tears to your eyes, and that's the sign of touching the heart, is do tears come to your eyes? And that does not come at least that easily. It definitely doesn't come unless you understand what you're saying. So if you are making du'a in a language that you don't understand, there is no question of any tears. But even if you make dua in a language that you understand, say between English and Urdu, which language is closer to you? Right? So, depending on that, that is the language which will touch your heart. So, make dua in that. So, make your own words for this dua. Now, take this dua, famous dua of the Hadith of Rasulullah, where this man was making dua. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam overheard this dua and he liked it so much, he asked to see the man after that. And when the man came, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him a piece of gold. What was this dua? I don't remember the complete Arabic, but the meaning of it, he said, "Oh Allah, who knows the weight of mountains? Oh Allah, who knows the number of raindrops that fall on the earth?" This is the kind of dua made. O Allah, from whom nothing is hidden in the world, in the heavens and the earth. Now, where did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about weight of mountains in the Quran? He didn't talk about that. Allah didn't say in the Quran, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything, but Allah did not specifically, there's no ayat specifically to say that Allah knows the number of raindrops. There's no ayat to this. The man says, O Allah, who knows how many leaves fall, and when he knows where every leaf falls to the earth. Now, these are the signs of the abd who is connected to his Rabb. He's making this dua, this is his own invention, but this shows how he is connected with Allah. This shows how the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in his heart. So do this. Think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's glory and magnificence and make up your own dua, make up your own words. I mentioned this many times. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah is standing in Salah, in Tahajjud, and he says, "Oh Allah, the stars have gone to sleep. Even the stars have gone to sleep. The whole world is sleeping. Except two. You on your arsh and me here." This is dua. This is Hasan al-Basri talking to his Rabb. So, very important, make up your own words. This is how you get a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then becomes real. You are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a ritual that you are, you know, reciting some set of words or sentence or whatever. But it is you directly speaking to your Rabb Jalla Jalalu with this complete and total awareness that Allah is listening to me right now as I am speaking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening. Allah is hearing me, Allah is understanding me, Allah can give me whatever I want. As I am sitting and speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is hearing me. This realization, this complete understanding, this is what will give you the connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why dua is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is the essence of ibadah. Ad-dua mukhul ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for the dua itself. I'm not talking about giving you. The dua, the action itself is ibadah. So you are going to get sawab for the dua itself, irrespective of whether you get what you ask for or not in this world or the next. That's a different issue. And that I already mentioned that, so I won't repeat. But the dua itself is ibadah. To do it with this awareness. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our duas and to enable us to connect to Him when we make dua and to give us because only He can give. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الله.